This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ internet website, gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that website, you can listen to past, present, and future radio broadcasts. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com, and our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. We have internet links to African language Bibles. You can find those links at our Facebook page, found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. If you are a Christian believer, was it only your decision to come to Christ? Was it your idea? If you are not a Christian believer today, but you have been considering coming to faith in Christ, do you think this decision will be entirely yours? Can you delay your decision to another day or another year when it seems convenient to you to place your faith in Jesus as your Savior? My point in asking these questions is that you may not always feel the pull of God, drawing you to Himself and causing you to want to repent. If you feel the pull of God, it is best not to ignore the Holy Spirit and His divine leading. You cannot repent any time, because a time may come when God no longer pulls you. You cannot reject God repeatedly and then come to Him years later, because that desire to do so may be gone. God said in Genesis 6:3, the Lord said, "My spirit will not contend with humans forever." Did you know that God draws us to salvation? The clearest verse on the drawing of God to salvation is John chapter 6, verse 44, where Jesus declares that no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. The original Greek word translated draw is helkuo, which means to drag, literally or figuratively. Clearly, this drawing is a one-sided affair. God does the drawing to salvation. We who are drawn have a passive role in the process. There is no doubt that we respond to His drawing us, but the drawing itself is all on His part. The word helkuo is used in John 21:6 to refer to a heavy net full of fish being dragged to the shore. Here is John 21, starting in verse 4. When it was already very early morning, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. So Jesus said to them, "Children, you don't have any fish, do you?" They replied, "No." He told them, "Throw your nets on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they threw the net and were not able to pull it in because of the large number of fish. That word pull is the same one as draw, the Greek word helkuo. Then in John 18:10, we see Peter drawing his sword, and in Acts 16:19, the word helkuo is used to describe Paul and Silas being dragged into the marketplace before the rulers. Here is Acts 16:19. "But when her owners saw their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. Clearly, the fishnet had no part in its being drawn to the shore. The sword of Peter had no part in being drawn, and Paul and Silas did not drag themselves to the marketplace. The same can be said of the drawing of God, drawing people to salvation. What does God need to draw us to salvation? Simply put, if he did not do that, we would never come. Jesus explains that no man can come unto the Father unless he draws him, John 6:65. The natural man has no ability to come to God, nor does he even have the desire to come. Because his heart is hard and his mind is darkened, the unregenerate person does not desire God and is actually an enemy of God. Romans 5:10 says, "For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, since we have been reconciled, will we be saved by his life?" When Jesus says that no man can come without God actually drawing him, he is making a statement about the total depravity of the sinner and the universality of that condition. In other words, it affects everyone equally. So darkened is the heart of the unsaved person that he does not even realize it's that dark. Jeremiah 17:9 puts it this way, "The human mind, the heart, is more deceitful than anything else. It is incurably bad. Who can understand it? Therefore, it is only by the merciful and gracious drawing of God that we are saved. In the conversion of the sinner, God enlightens the mind, Ephesians 1:18, inclines the will toward himself, and influences the soul, without which influence the soul remains darkened and rebellious against God. All of this is involved in the drawing process. Ephesians 1:18 says, "I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called, his holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance." There is a sense in which God draws all men. This is known as the general call and is distinguished from the effectual call of the elect of God. Passages such as Psalm 19, 1-4 and Romans 1:20 attest to the fact that the eternal power of God and divine nature are clearly seen and understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. Here is Psalm 19, 1-4. "The heavens proclaim the glory of God, the skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak, night after night they make him known. They speak without a sound or word, their voice is never heard, yet their message has gone throughout the earth, and their words to all the world. God has made a home in the heavens for the sun." Still, even though God has demonstrated himself to everyone, people still do deny God, and those who acknowledge his existence still do not come to a saving knowledge of him outside of his drawing them. Only those who have been drawn through special revelation by the power of the Holy Spirit and the grace of God will come to Christ. There are tangible ways in which those who are being drawn to salvation experience that drawing. First, the Holy Spirit convicts us of our sinful state and our need for a Savior. Here is John 16:8 in the words of Jesus himself. "And when he, that is the Holy Spirit, comes, he will convict the world of its sin and of the righteousness of God and of the coming judgment. The sin of the world is that it refuses to believe in me." Second, he awakens in us a previously unknown interest in spiritual things, and he creates a desire for them that was never there before. Maybe you're feeling that now. Suddenly, our ears are open, our hearts are inclined toward him, and his word begins to hold a new and exciting fascination for us. Our spirits begin to discern spiritual truth that never made sense to us before. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. That's 1 Corinthians 2:14. Finally, we begin to have new desires. He places within us a new heart that inclines toward him, a heart that desires to know him, obey him, and walk in the newness of life, Romans 6:4, as he has promised. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance." God has told the sinful world in no uncertain terms to repent. See verses like Mark 16:12, Luke 24:47, Acts 3:19, and Acts 17:30. To repent means to change your mind from embracing of sin and rejection of Christ to rejection of sin and embracing of Christ. Those who refuse to repent and turn to Christ in faith will suffer eternal consequences. Given the fact of hell, mankind in his sin is in a dire situation. Why would anyone delay repentance? Yet many do, even while admitting their sin and claiming to see their need for salvation. There are several reasons not to delay repentance. First, the command in the Bible to repent is accompanied by an urgent appeal to do it now. Paul quotes Isaiah 49:8, which speaks of the day of salvation. Here is that Isaiah portion. "This is what the Lord says, I will answer you in a time of favor, and I will help you in the day of salvation." Then he says, not to delay. "I tell you, now is the time of the favor of God. Now is the day of salvation." 2 Corinthians 6:2. Repentance should take place as soon as God the Holy Spirit convicts us of our sins. John 16:8 tells us, "And when the Holy Spirit comes, he will prove the world wrong concerning sin and righteousness and judgment." In other words, today is the day of salvation. Today, if only you would hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Psalm 95:7 and 8. If only you would listen to his voice today, friend. He says, don't be stubborn. I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and it works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that internet website, you can listen to past, present, and future radio broadcasts. We also have internet links to African language Bibles that you can read online. You'll find those internet links at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address, gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. On Facebook, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Now, until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from Acts chapter 20 and verse 21. I have had one message for Jews and Greeks alike, the necessity of repenting from sin and turning to God, and of having faith in our Lord Jesus.